83. Captain Arthur Joyce had personally supervised the placing of the scuttling charges. Perhaps, long ago, another man had felt the way he did, hearing the command spoken from the burning bush, knowing it must obey. The charges were small, but laid in 20 places against the bare plating, and would rip Renounce's belly out of her cleanly. The watertight bulkhead had been opened to let the water rush in. The magazines had all of them been flooded to minimize the danger of explosion. The furnaces had been dampened down, and he had blown the pressure on the boilers, retaining a head of steam just sufficient to take Renounce in on her last run in the channel of the Rufiji. The cruiser had been stripped of her crew. 20 men left aboard her to handle the ship, the rest of them transshipped aboard Pegasus. Joyce was going to attempt to force the log boom, take Renounce through the minefield and sink her higher up, where the double mouth of the channel merged into a single thoroughfare. If he succeeded, he would effectively have blocked Blücher and sacrificed a single ship. If he failed, if Renounce sank in the minefield before she reached the confluence of the two channels, then Armstrong would have to take Pegasus in and scuttle her also. On his bridge, Joyce sat hunched in his canvas deck chair, looking out at the land, the green line of Africa which the morning sun lit in harsh golden brilliance. Renounce was running parallel to the coast, 5 miles offshore. Behind her, Pegasus trailed like a mourner at a funeral. 06:45 hours, sir, the officer of the watch saluted. Very well. Joyce roused himself. Until this moment he had hoped. Now the time had come, and Renounce must die. Yeoman of signals, he spoke quietly, make this signal with Pegasus, number Plan A effective. This was the code that Renounce was to stand in for the channel. Stand by to pick up survivors. Pegasus acknowledges, sir. Joyce was glad that Armstrong had not sent some inane message such as good luck. A curt acknowledgement, that was as it should be. All right, pilot, he said. Take us in, please.